BBC News with Jerry Smith. One person has died in Haiti as one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes in recent years approaches the country. Hurricane Matthew is expected to cause flooding and landslides when it makes landfall in the next few hours. Its center is expected to pass over the southwest of the island with sustained winds of 260 kilometers an hour. The Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has met opposition leaders to find a way to salvage the peace process after voters rejected a deal that was 4 years in the making. He's appointed senior government officials to discuss ways of amending the landmark peace agreement with the FARC rebel group. Amnesty International has lambasted the world's wealthiest nations for shirking their responsibility towards refugees, saying they host the fewest and do the least. It said that the situation would get worse until every one of the richest countries took in refugees in proportion to their size, wealth, and unemployment rate. The US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has boasted that he's used the law brilliantly to pay as little tax as legally possible. He told supporters that it was his duty as a businessman to use the tax laws to the benefit of himself, his investors, and his employees. France and Spain are trying to get plans for an immediate truce in Syria adopted by the UN Security Council following the acrimonious breakdown of a deal brokered by the United States and Russia. The proposals include the cessation of military flights over Syria's second city, Aleppo. The Philippines and the United States are holding military exercises despite a recent statement by the Filipino leader who said he wanted to end the war games with the US. And the Red Cross has repeated its call for urgent humanitarian aid to North Korea ahead of the coming winter. A spokesman said the conditions were seriously harsh after heavy flooding in August. BBC News.